Welcome to the Let's Do Defrayed podcast. How are you doing, Yvette? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I am doing good. How are you? I had a really good weekend. We drove to the border and I was like kind of working, kind of studying, kind of doing a million things. But on the way there and on the way back, I like really slept a lot. So it really helped me recover my body after being sick and then after like all my whole stress episodes. So I think I came back recharged, which is really good. And I was like, what am I going over there for? But yeah, God knows why.
That's good. And everything went well. Everything was fine.
Yeah, I was super nervous because my husband's residency is re up for renewal and I think it expires in June. And I was super scared, but I was praying and whatever. And so I felt okay. And then we were interviewing in the middle of that on a different podcast while we were crossing the
Yeah.
border. So I was like distracted and it was fine. But then when we got there and the guy was like, if you were to have crossed in 2 months, without the renewal paper, you have to pay $700. So if you it does expire and you don't get the paper on time, like don't bother coming out because it's gonna be a whole ordeal. He's like, and that's if you have good luck. Otherwise, they'll deport you, send you back to the embassy, and then you have to do a whole process all over again. And yeah, I was like, that is so scary. Like
Yeah.
losing your livelihood or your whole life over here. I don't know. That was scary. But I was like, good thing we went because that way we know, what to look for, and then we could share that with other people. But other than that, everything went well. And then we also came back with a couple of bottles of tequila, which is good. But
Well,
that's a side note. How was your
that's
weekend?
normal. It was good. It was good. We, like you said, we recorded for a different podcast over the weekend. We're going to be on somebody else's podcast, so that'll be exciting. And then I went and watched the Minecraft movie. That was fun. My kids, yeah, they liked it. I thought it was cute. It wasn't, the best movie I've seen all year, but it was really cute. It was funny. I'm glad we watched it. But then I don't know. I think I'm slow.
Want to understand what's going on?
Like in life, I think I'm slow because I've noticed now that people will say things to me or they'll like post stuff on social media and like I'll take it completely different than like everyone else takes it. And I'm like, am I slow? Because I'll give you an example. Like for example, like several months ago, a friend of mine changed her name on social media, her last name. I didn't think anything of it. Like my first thought was she's hiding from some, not hiding from someone, but I was like, she probably just doesn't want to be found, right? Or maybe like she's, I don't know, wants to keep her social media more private, so only wants to have like the people that she wants on there, right? Not a bunch of people that know her. That was my first thought. And then everyone around me was like, no, she got married. I was like, no, she didn't. And they're like, no, she got married. And I'm like, what? And then like several months later, it turned out that she did get married. But I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so slow. Like I just, my mind never goes there.
I think a lot of people process things differently. I don't think necessarily you're slow. I think sometimes like we want to think something of these people and not have to question. Like it's none of our business. We kind of have a boundary or we kind of don't want to go into people's personal life. So we like just, oh, well, don't think anything of it, but then later you find out something different. And I mean, we're never going to know everybody.
Yeah,
Like
I mean, maybe I just process things differently. You're right. But then another example was like this weekend, I saw my friend and I saw that she had posted something on social media where she was kind of like a family member of hers had been going through something. So she was like, oh, thank you so much to everyone that's reached out and, asked about how she's doing, whatever. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's so nice. Like all these people must be reaching out. They must be praying. Like, good. I'm glad they're, offering her support and everything. And then I see her this weekend and she's like, no, Myra, I was being petty. She's like, I was calling out people because they haven't been doing that. And my mind didn't go there. So then I'm
that would have
like,
been me. So
right?
you're not any different than
And
I
so I'm
am.
not the
So
problem. So I'm not the problem. That's okay.
no. I think a lot of the times we don't really know people
Yeah.
or pick up on sarcasm, I guess you can say, or things like that. Because a lot of the times, like, I have a cousin that's super sarcastic, and I'm like, okay, when are you being real and when are you not? But like, I enjoy having conversations with them, but I'm just like, yeah, I can't pick it up. And then I feel like I'm slow or I'm dumb, but I'm like, no, they're just speaking like another language, and that's just them.
That's what I mean. I'm like, am I slow? But I'm glad I'm okay. So maybe I'm not the problem. Maybe
No.
it's just like we all
Yeah.
kind of go there.
We're
But
different. It's
yeah.
okay.
It was just one of those things where I was like, oh my gosh, like that's been crazy. Another thing, I just feel like I've had like a really emotional week and I'm not really sure why. I know you've been like really sick and you haven't been feeling well. And then me, I don't know, like I've just been in this like weird funk where I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to like leave my house. I want it to be summer already so I can be with my kids all the time. I don't know, it's just been a really emotional week. I don't know if maybe it's because it's the end of the school year and so I'm just like ready for the summer and I'm ready to just like take a break from life. And you know, I just finished doing all of our tax paperwork for our business, which is really, really stressful. I know you know about that as well. So I just feel like I need a break from life.
Oh yeah, I mean that's why I've been feeling like that. Like I feel like something running over me or something. But I'm like, do we ever like just sit there and pause? No, like I'm ready to go on vacation. Like every time I see these Mexico videos, I'm like, dude, I need to go back. Like what is going on? What am I doing here? But it's because like we're so overstimulated and so like there's always something to do and you don't have a break. And I feel like okay, yeah, you're done with tax season now, but like your brain's like, okay, what's the next thing that I have to do and what's the next thing? And so you're really looking forward to the pause, but there is no pause until, kids are out.
Yeah. And then I just feel like lately I've really felt the burden of being the default parent. You know, I've said it a million times, my husband works a lot, so it's always my responsibility to take him to school, to pick them up, to take him to all of their after school activities. You know, my daughter's in her junior year in high school, so she's like really busy with a million different things, which means I'm busy. You know, she has like two dance shows coming up, so we're getting ready for that. You know, plus work and now podcasting. So I just like the responsibility of being everything for my kids is really hard. And I feel like it's really common in Hispanic households, especially. I mean, I can't speak for all cultures, but definitely in Hispanic cultures, it's very, very common for our moms to have done it all. And I saw this post over the weekend. I think you might have shared it. I don't know. No. Yeah. And I really resonated with it, where it was kind of like we saw our mothers struggling. And so to me, I felt like I've now taken that same role of like doing everything and being everything for everyone else. But in the video, she says, like, that's not how it was supposed to be. You know, like we're meant to live the lives that our mothers deserved. And when I saw it, I sent that to, I reposted it, but I also sent it to my daughter. And I told her, and then we had a conversation about it. And I was like, you know, I really want you to know that this is not like your burden to carry. Like, I'm not trying to lead by example here. You know, like, I really do want you to go out into this world and live the life that we both deserved. You know, like while you are in college and living your best life, you know, at 21, I at 21 was already married. I already had her. You know, I was struggling to finish college, folding laundry, being like doing a million things. And so that post really resonated with me.
I agree. Yeah, I did see that. It was like kind of like normalizing the way our parents grew up, and it's like they had so many hardships that go unnoticed that because we came on later in life, right? And unless they talk about it, which my parents really did, so it's something that really did shape me. I know there's parents that don't talk about it because they want to provide a better future for their kids. But it's like you really don't know where your origins come from, or like if you do end up having any kind of mental health on the road, you'd never know the connection there was. Because I mean, she could have been pregnant and you wouldn't going through like trauma or like a whole crazy experience, and that carries on to the baby. You really don't know that until later in life, until something happens and they're like, was there ever any trauma? And you're like, no, not directly with me, like maybe in the womb. You just don't know until you talk to them. And so there's things that don't go spoken about, and I feel like I admire you for sharing that with your daughter, because a lot of the times, like, we just live our daily lives and, like, our to-do lists, and they see it like normal. And it's like, no, ideally, we don't want that for you. Like, we want you to have a better life and, share responsibilities or however it is that she may want to evolve. But it doesn't have to be the way that we lived or the way we saw our parents, which is something that it really resonated with me with that video.
Yeah, and my mom never really talked about it, to be honest. I tell people all this time, like my mom made it look easy. She really did. My mom made it look easy to be a mom, to work full time, to take care of three kids, to be a single mom. You know, sorry, and then eventually it was five kids. But yeah, so she made it look easy, and I don't remember ever her really talking to me about the struggle, or I don't think I ever really saw my mom cry or even complain. I mean, she probably didn't, you know, she couldn't, she didn't have the time to complain. But you know, I have seen people that will comment, you know, when somebody like posts something about that, and they'll be like, oh, big deal, like I did it, like we all did it, we all like get over it. But it's like, I don't believe in that mentality. Like, why do we have this mentality where it was like, my life sucked and I struggled, so I want everyone else to struggle? Like,
Yeah,
no, I don't
I
want that.
hate. I'm sorry. I know I have family members that are like that, and they're like, oh, well, you're having a pity party over like a mental episode, and I've been through all this. Bro, you can't compare to what I've been through. You're a freaking guy, or you know, like, we're not comparable here. Like, you have no idea. Like, unless you've been in my shoes, in my situation, then you could talk. But, you know, like, ain't nobody have the same situation here. So it irks my nerves sometimes, and I'm just like, okay, I just let it go. Sometimes I feel like, oh, well, they're gonna say we have this podcast because we talk about all this negative stuff. And I'm like, no, we actually talk about this because we want to create conscience and community and awareness of all this stuff that can happen, so people don't feel like they go by themselves going through these holes. Because I did have family members that also try to do like suicide and have all this other stuff. So it's like, no, it's you're not alone. And I don't care what your experience was. If it was different, that's fine. You can talk about it. But if you are too prideful and you think that just because you overcame it or probably never dealt with it, you just keep going on with life, it's not normal. And a lot of the times, I feel like our parents kind of did that without really recognizing doing that because they just didn't talk about it. And so if they just, like, there's times when I was like, oh, I should maybe go to therapy. I'm like, maybe it would help you with something else. You just never know. And it's like they don't internalize. They just keep going, you know, and they live through all these crazy scenarios. But it's like, that's how everybody lived, like you're saying. Everybody had to go through this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, you never sat there and analyzed what are the effects of all the stuff you're going through. But
And I mean, in reality, if it didn't affect them and they're able to live a great life, like, good for you. But that doesn't mean that that should be everyone's experience.
right.
I don't like that. I don't like when people are like, if I suffered or I went through a hard time, like, everyone should suffer and everyone should go through a hard time. Like, no, I don't think, like, no, that's not what I believe. And I believe that we should try to help each other out and have empathy for one another and love for one another,
Yeah, I agree.
and hope and learn from each other's experiences,
Yeah. Because you're saying that you did have a rough week, do you think it has to do with being done with tax season, where you were like going against the deadline and you were like still having to deal with all the responsibilities and still having to do the activities with your kids and still having to do like the housework and you know everything, but you still had to do that tax? Because I'm talking about myself too. Because I have not finished my taxes, and my husband's like, dude, we have 8 days. We have 8 days to get this done. I'm like, yes. And I have a million things on my to-do list that I still have to do. My kids start ballet this week, and then we're going to try the karate. And then last week, they started ballet for Floyd got school. So I didn't realize they get out late, and then I have to run to karate, and then I have to run to ballet. And I'm like, I'm going to look like a freaking chicken lady because Elodie literally starts at 4:30, and then boys are out at 4:45, and then Elodie gets out at 5. So I'm like, holy moly. So yeah.
Sorry, but what was the question? Like, do I think that's why I've had an emotional week?
Do you think that because like everything like just piled up, you feel like it was more piled up that week because, or not that week, but this whole month because you've been going against that deadline?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think the deadline had a lot to do with it. And that's why it was such a hard and emotional week. And then maybe it was also because I was constantly like, go, 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 that this week that I, not that I had a little bit of a break because I still have a million things to do, but I didn't have that pressure of that deadline that I like really sat down and was like, kind of started feeling everything that I hadn't been allowed to feel the months prior, right? So definitely. And I feel much better today. So I think I'm good. I had a good weekend. I rested. I did a lot with my kids. I had fun. And I think that that's just what I needed. I just needed to get out of my house and I needed to like go outside and hang out with my kids and do something fun. I mean, even like Friday, the minute it was like Friday, because I've told us that we love Fridays. We like do a happy dance every Friday. And so the minute that Friday hit, I was like, party's on, like it is on,
I
time to
love
go
that.
outside. I went on a coffee date with my daughter after school. We went to Barnes and Nobles, which is like my happy place. I'm like, always like, happiness lives here. I even told my daughter the minute I walked in, I was like, don't you just feel better when the minute you walk into this place? And she's like, no, mom, I don't have that experience. So I was like, well, I do. But yeah, so I was like, immediately I felt better. I went to my happy place and we did some shopping. And yeah, so it was just like such a fun weekend. It was really what I needed. And if anyone listening is going through a hard time, I really hope that you will force yourself to do something that makes you feel good, to go outside. But of course, if you can't, then definitely feel what you got to feel, go through what you got to go through. But once you start feeling a little bit better, like definitely force yourself to go outside because that definitely helped me.
I agree. Do something for yourself and look at what used to make you happy. And if you redo it, I promise you, you'll feel 10 times better than you were before you started doing anything. Sometimes all it takes is going outside and taking a walk in nature because grounding yourself is something else. But yeah.
Yeah, and the weather was nice, so that helped too.
Oh, yeah. I hate when the weather is not in the right place and I'm not in the right mindset because it really makes a effect on my mental health. I'm like, I hate that it's like that. Like, if it was sunny, my mind clicks to like summer mode, and I'm like, I can go to the park, I can go do this, I can go do that. But if it's cloudy, it's like, it's cold, I want to stay inside.
Yes. So, we do want to talk a little bit about imposter syndrome. The first thing I wanted to do was kind of just define it, which the definition of imposter syndrome is the persistent feeling of inadequacy despite evidence of competence. So, I think that that is something we could probably all relate to. I think it's very common in mothers, especially like working mothers, because you always are kind of grappling with, societal norms and also just like the pressure and a lot of the shame that people put on you. And for me, it's always like that constant feeling of like, am I doing enough? Am I a good enough mother? Am I a good enough wife? Am I a good enough worker, podcaster, all of those things. So it's definitely something I think we all struggle with.
Yeah, I've dealt with it a lot lately. I think with more after having my panic attacks, I like started rethinking my whole life. Like, how am I getting here? How am I a mom? How am I this? Like, I don't deserve what I have. And it's like, what do you mean? Like, you built all this stuff, right? And it wasn't until I started talking to my bookkeeping coach, where she talks a lot about that. It's like, you've been doing your hard work, you've done the educational stuff, you have the knowledge, you have everything it takes. Like, why do we doubt ourselves? Like, even to start a business, like, we do all our research or we have everything ready, but then it's like we put our own burden on, like, oh, I can't do this. Like, maybe we'll wait for the perfect time. And it's like, there is no perfect time. Like, why are you doubting yourself? If you don't take a chance on yourself, who's gonna take a chance on yourself, right? Like, it's got to be yourself. And so a lot of the times it's like the imposter syndrome will still be there. Like, I've been in bookkeeping for over 10 years and I'm still like, I question myself all the time. Like, all right, I go into a new call and somebody needs help and I'm like, I don't know, what am I saying? Or I'm competent enough to be taking this call. Like, this is a big company or this is somebody that's starting a corporation. Like, who am I to help them? Because I don't have the knowledge. Yes, you do. Like, you have all the resources. You have everything you need. And that's something my coach always says. Like, you have the resources, you have the community group, you pay for all this education, you've taken the courses, you've gone to school. A lot of people don't go to the school and they just take the course and you can be successful. You just, it's that mindset that you gotta work on. And I mean, it could take a toll. And it's like, if you go down that rabbit hole, like, it puts on so many barriers. But yes, it has to do a lot with like feeling like you're not enough or feeling like you're, who am I to be helping this person? Or who am I thinking that I can be a podcaster? Like, as long as, like I've told you, as long as I'm getting something out of what I'm talking about, like, it's all good for me. But I'm like, a lot of people are like, what's the purpose of all this, you know?
Yeah, and I think that even over the weekend when we went on the other podcast, I kind of felt like that too. And when I was going over the questions that she was going to ask us, I was kind of like, who am I? I have no, like, who is going to learn from anything that I have to say? Like, I don't have, or when she would ask us for like our opinions on things or advice that we would give other people, and it's like, I don't even have any of these things figured out. It's hard for me to give people advice because I always feel like I'm such a wreck. But then at the same time, I'm like, well, I have been through a lot and I have made a lot of mistakes. So wouldn't you want to learn from somebody who's like been there and done that rather than somebody who's never even tried? So it's like, that's kind of the thing. It's like you do have these imposter syndromes, but at the same time, it's like, no, like I do have valuable things to say. And even if it just resonates with one person, that's really all that matters. Or like you said, even if it's just like us feeling like we had a therapy session with a friend, and so it
Yes.
kind of helped us to maybe deal with some things that we were dealing with.
Exactly. And it's like you still have to push past it because a lot of the times people are like, "Oh my God, I feel like this," and I am I impostering? Because sometimes like you go down these rabbit holes, right? Am I being an imposter? Am I really not myself? Like, am I trying to copy somebody else? Like, what is going on with myself? But it's like, Dude, why are you questioning yourself? You have evidence, all these years of work that you've done, like you have all this stuff, all these experiences, all these like resolutions that you had, and you know, it's like you're succeeding. We're all a work in progress, and I think we all forget.
Yeah, we forget that nobody has all the answers, but I do think that something that kind of helps me is just to like acknowledge my feelings, you know, to be compassionate with myself, kind of like what we were talking about over the weekend with the girl, about, you know, being very like, would you say these same things to your friend? You know, like you would be really nice to your friend, you'd have a lot of compassion for your friend. So having compassion and empathy for ourselves, and then also like just to celebrate, you know, like little achievements here and there. You know, like when I was done with all of my tax thing, you know, like I did it, you know, like to celebrate that milestone and that moment, even if it was nothing big, you know, or just to acknowledge the fact that I got through last week. You know, it was a
Yeah.
hard week, but I got through it, and then I was able to like celebrate on Friday that I survived this week,
Yep.
right?
I feel
So
like that all the time. I'm like, oh my God, can I celebrate? But then I'm celebrating every weekend. But I'm like, okay, whatever.
it's okay. You can celebrate every weekend.
Like, I got through another damn week.
Every
Okay, got
weekend.
it. The
Yeah, you
check.
can celebrate every weekend. Yes. It's just like reframing that negative self-talk, you know,
Yes.
like especially when we start to be really mean to ourselves, you know, like,
Yes.
you know, I'm like, would I say this to my friend? No, I would not. So I'm gonna start talking to myself the way I would talk to any of my friends.
I agree. And I feel like a lot of our experiences, like we've progressed over all these different interviews. And I know I did say that on the episode with Michelle Leon, but it's like every single interview is so valuable to us. Like it changes our train of thoughts. And like our interviews are also super like mind-boggling, or like they open a different way of handling life, or like seeing their experiences. Like, okay, well, maybe I should have done this, and maybe I can treat something else differently now. So I love
Yeah.
it.
Oh yeah, same. Every episode that we've had, I've, you know, from every person that we've interviewed, I feel like I've learned from them, and I've tried to implement at least one thing that I learned from them into my daily life, and that has been really helpful for me. You know, I think also like sharing our wins with others, you know, when we do something that we're proud of, like sharing that with other people. I mean, of course, you want to be careful who you share things with because not everyone's going to be happy for you, but like,
I share it anyways.
But like really share it with like the people that you know are going to be happy for you and that you
Yeah.
know are like cheering you on. And then also don't compare yourself, because I think especially with social media, it's really hard to not compare ourselves. But I know for me, like I will constantly go through like the people that I follow, and I will unfollow certain people, not because I don't like them, but maybe because their content makes me feel negative about myself, you know,
Yeah.
or like maybe something like the things that they're posting just make me feel sad, or they, you know, like they don't make me feel very good. So I
Yeah.
do try to be aware of that, and to be aware that I am following people that make me feel good about myself, that I can learn from, that I'm excited to like see their posts, things like that. Be and also because it's hard to like not compare yourself, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry, I don't want to have a bunch of like skinny
Yeah.
Instagram models and then I'm like over here like fat shaming myself, you know? Like,
Right? I feel like that does happen though. Like we do compare ourselves subconsciously to other people, even though we don't want to. Like even in society, like not necessarily on socials. But I was also seeing these new reels on TikTok the other day where it's like sharing the negative stuff that can happen, like because everybody just shares and idolizes the positive, and I'm like, kind of wanted to repost it because I'm like, it's so true. Like we sit here and Anna, like we just glorify the good, and it's like people going through like let's say a weight loss journey, right? And instead of losing weight, they gain weight, and then like all this after effects of just piling and piling and piling. It's like, at what point do we find more motivation to get back and reverse it? And so I was like, I kind of wanted to repost that because there's times where I just feel like that. I'm like, dude, I've been doing weight loss journeys forever, and like I've still not done it. Like, what the heck is it? Like, what's the mind block? But a lot of the time I'm like, dude, the stress has never gone away. So it's like it's like going against to what I'm doing, right? So it's like it makes things 10 times harder. But then I'm like, I kind of want to redo that video, but then I'm like, no, I'm not gonna go and glorify negative stuff or give attention to negative stuff. So it comes into play.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's okay to share certain things, especially if you, because like you said, you don't want to make everyone believe that your life is so perfect that nobody can relate to you, right?
Yeah.
But I think that that's why, like, it's so important on this podcast that both of us have tried to be like open and honest and vulnerable, so
Yeah.
people can see that, everyone does have their good and bad days. But definitely, I think like also practicing gratitude. My kids and I and my husband, every night before we go to bed, we always say like what is something that we're thankful for that day, like what was the our favorite part of the day. Even if we had a hard day, we really try to find at least one thing that we're thankful for that we liked about that day. And then, like we said before, just really surround yourself with people that love you and that care about you and that are positive because, being around, for me especially, I know if I'm around somebody who not necessarily is like negative towards me, but maybe just has like a really negative outlook on life, being around those people brings me down. Like
Yeah.
I will feel like crap the rest of the day if I surround myself with somebody who's like a negative Nancy or just has like all these bad things happening to them, which, and I don't, of course I want to be, I want to be there for them, but at the same time it's like it really just like hurt, or maybe it's because I care about them, but it just really like brings me down.
I agree. I agree. I know you just reminded me because I always tell my best friend when she calls me and she's like, we vent to each other, and then I'm like, damn girl, I just sound like a negative Nancy, and it's always like, am I being a negative Nancy? And I'm like, I'm really trying not to, but it's like every single time I talk to you, there's like a million things that have happened. I'm like, and I promise, I'm not trying to give you negative light. It's just what happened.
No, and but I don't think that's necessarily bad. I mean, you have to have at least one person you can vent to, right? Like I have a friend where every time we talk, it sounds like a venting session, right? Like
Yeah.
I'm telling her all the bad things that have happened in my life, but she's the one person that I do it with, right? So I feel like you do have to have one person that you are able to do that with,
Yeah.
but like, not everyone should be that for you.
No.
Especially somebody that maybe you're not that close to. Maybe it's just somebody you ran into at the grocery store that you used to be friends with, and then they're like being negative Nancy's over here, and I'm like, I don't think I'm the person that you should be telling this to.
I agree. I agree.
So we the last week we wanted to do, but we kind of forgot, but we're gonna do it today. We wanted to do like a quick game of we listen and we don't judge. Just something fun, lighthearted to kind of get us out of this. Such a heavy topic, but also just to like celebrate that this week's going to be a better week. So the first question is, what's the favorite slash weirdest thing you do when you're alone?
I pick up the kids' toys and I toss them. Yeah,
Oh, you pick up the kids' toys and you toss them? What do you
if
mean?
they have so many damn toys that I'm like, whatever they don't
Oh,
pick
you
up,
throw them
I'm
in the
like,
trash?
yeah, I throw them
Oh,
away
same.
or I put them in a bag to give away because I'm like, damn, dude. I trip over toys all the time and I'm like, okay, we're not doing this.
Oh, same, same. So yeah, we listen and we don't judge. I don't judge you for that because I do the same thing. Especially if my son has like toys, he has like this big thing of toys that he doesn't even use anymore. I'll go through that and I'll like things that are good, I'll donate, but things that are just like, broken and all over the place, I just throw away. I'm not gonna keep any of that stuff. So yeah, same. Would you rather have a personal theme song that plays every time you walk into a room or a laugh track that plays every time you say something?
Oh my God, I don't know what's more annoying.
I think I would rather have like the personal theme song. I don't know. Music makes me happy, so I don't think
Oh
I'd.
yeah. But I feel like at some point I'd be like, damn, can we change this up?
Yeah. Can we have a new theme song?
Yeah.
What's an embarrassing moment that still haunts you at 2 a.m.?
Oh my God, I don't remember.
I'll go
Gosh.
first if you want.
Okay.
You can go. We listen and we don't judge, remember? So when I was a freshman in high school, I was wearing khaki pants. I got my period. It was Valentine's Day. Tell me why no one told me that I had like a huge stain on my pants and back.
Oh
And
my God.
I walked around school all day. And then I think it was like either fifth or sixth period, like towards the end of the day, I went to the bathroom and like saw, and I was mortified. I don't know how long that stain had been there. And then I just like took off my sweater and wrapped it around my waist. But I was like, why did no, where, why did I have no friends? Like, my
Yeah.
friends love me. Like, why didn't anyone tell me this?
Yeah, I feel you. My embarrassing moment, now that you mentioned that, when I was 10, my mom had her 25th anniversary, and I got my period during the church, and I didn't know what the heck was going on with my body, so I ran to the bathroom. And then my cousin was like, "Oh my God, you started your period." I'm like, "What the hell is that? Like, my mom never talked to me about that. What is that? What are you talking about?" And then she's like, "Yeah, it's this. Let me go get your stuff." Then she went to the store and got me clothes. But the day after, my dress was white. Everything under was freaking stained, and I was so embarrassed. And yeah, I was like, yeah, I just don't wear white."
Yeah, I don't think I've ever worn khaki pants after that either. That's why I always wear black. Black is a beautiful, slimming color.
Yes.
If you had to pick one fast food item to eat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah. What
Okay.
about you?
Fast food item from like where? From like Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. I just,
Oh.
mac and cheese is my thing.
Okay. Oh gosh, for me, if I had to pick one fast food item, probably a double Western cheeseburger from Carl's Jr.
Oh, okay.
I kid you with. Yeah.
I used to love their teriyaki burgers, but they got rid of them.
I don't think I've ever tasted their
So
teriyaki bread.
good. It had like the teriyaki with piña and like all of them. It was good.
Oh, okay. No, I love their, yeah, I love their bacon Western cheeseburger. I can eat that every day of my life. If I didn't gain any weight, of course.
Right? I know. That's why I don't eat the mac and
Yeah.
cheese. Like I very limited, but I'm like, oh, it's so good.
Chick-fil-A has some good mac and cheese.
Oh,
Yeah.
yes.
And I saw this girl one time, she did this hack where it was like the mac and cheese and you get like the grilled nuggets and you put them into a like a container with one of their buffalo sauces and then you shake it and you eat it. Oh, it was so good. I tried it. It was good.
Oh my gosh.
Try it. My
I'm
mouth
gonna
is
have to.
watering.
Yes, you're making me
Yeah.
hungry.
Yeah. What's the dumbest way you've ever injured yourself?
I would have to say when I was little, I guess I didn't know any better, but I broke my hip bone when I was 2 years old, I think it was.
Yeah.
I was jumping on a where I was being babysat. There was a colchon that was in the garage, and it was like lopsided like this. And I would go with the other little kids that were at the daycare, and we'd jump on there and then go to the top and jump off. And it was like literally like in a little 3 minute span, when the lady was doing something, we'd run outside and get on the thing and jump off because she wouldn't let us get on there. And yeah, it was myself who ended up breaking a bone. I fell when I fell wrong. The lady called my mom, and then my mom took me to a hospital, and then the hospital was like, "Oh, we gotta make a complaint with the daycare facility." And I was like, "No, we don't. It was her fault." What about you?
The dumbest way I've injured myself, I don't know if it's like dumb, but it was just silly in the moment. My mom has these stairs outside of her, they're just like two or three, right? They're just like
Yeah.
two or three stairs to go up to her house in front of her house, and they are tile. It's the tile flooring. And so when I was around 16, 17, my husband, who then was my boyfriend, we were going to go out on a date. I think we were going to the movies or something. And so I was all cute. I was all ready to go. And he walked out first, and then I walked out, and I slipped and fell back and hit my head on the
On the
like
tile.
floor, on the tile. And he just like stared at me. He was just like he didn't even try to help me get up or anything. And I remember I was like, "Help me get up." And he was like, "I'm sorry." Like he was just like in shock that that happened. Yeah, no, then after that, like I couldn't go anywhere. I was in so much pain. Thank God I didn't break anything, but I was in so much pain and it was so embarrassing. My husband will never ever forget that. Even my kids know that story because he's told it to me many times, you
Oh
know.
my God. I had a similar story actually. I was dating somebody and we had went to my friend's house, and outside her apartment there was two steps, but there was somebody sitting there. And so I don't know where I was going, that I was going late, or I had to come home, I think. And then he was gonna drop me off. So we were walking out, and as I was running like to get out, the kids were in the middle, so I just jumped over them. Like it was two little kids, so I just easily jumped in, and I landed wrong, and so my ankle gave out, and then it was all bad. And I was like, damn, like what am I gonna do? My mom's waiting for me, right? So then I was like, can you pull, like I had him like take my shoe off and bump my foot, and I was like, okay, it did not happen. It did not work. Like, so then I had him take me to the Salvador, and then we went to Salvador and he popped it in place, and then I came home. But I was like, it was not the business. I'm like, yeah, you did not need to do that.
Yeah, well, no, ever since my crazy incident, my mom has now put like these blocks of not cement, but I don't know what they are, but kind of like cement, like little blocks of cement on the stairs, so there's like a little like walkway you can walk on those when you go to her house. And it's
Yeah.
because of my falling, because if it gets a little wet or something, it is very slippery. Yeah.
Slippery.
Okay, so that's a wrap up for today. We hope that we can influence some of you guys to share some of your embarrassing moments. We promise that we will listen and we won't judge. So please feel free to DM us or comment if you feel comfortable commenting. If not, just DM us. We keep everything private, so we won't share unless you want us to share. But we hope that you guys all learned something from today. Remember, we are usually our own worst critics, so remember to be nice and kind to yourself today. And remember to like, comment, subscribe. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, please do so. If you have not followed our Instagram page, please go over to Instagram and follow us at the Let's Do It Afraid podcast. And we hope that you all have a beautiful week, and we will see you next week.
Yes, if you have any questions or anything related to imposter syndrome, we're here to help you in any way. And don't feel like you're alone because you're never alone. It's very common, actually, to feel the imposter syndrome, but we hope you get through that mental barrier. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. See you guys next time. Bye.